Welcome to day 34 of 40 Days with Jesus. As part of the Great Commission to go and make disciples, Jesus said, as well as baptizing, I want you to teach people to obey everything that he has commanded. Now that sounds like a very high bar, doesn't it? To obey everything that he has commanded. I can't imagine that anyone listening to this has obeyed everything. I certainly haven't. But teaching people to obey is central to this commission. Not to add burden to people, not to fall back into legalism, but as an expression of the joy of being a follower of Jesus. As we read through the words of Jesus in the Gospels, we'll see very clearly how Jesus wants us to live, the guidance that he's given us. But there is freedom in the midst of this, not legalism. We mustn't accept this as a license to do what we like, hoping that one day everything will be okay. Rather, a pattern for living as a follower of Jesus, a disciple, an apprentice, a learner. I'm sure for all of us, there are many things that we've been taught in our lives. Some of those things we've been excited about, and perhaps we even do today. Others we've struggled with, and it's difficult to do. The good news about Jesus is, of course, that in giving us clear guidance how to live, in commanding and commissioning us to teach others to be obedient, we're not left to struggle on our own. If you've ever tried to teach a child to be obedient, you'll know that it is extremely difficult. Perhaps also with adults as well. But nonetheless, we have guidance, we have a benchmark, we have the opportunity to set our lives on the template that Jesus has given us. And why wouldn't you want to live like Jesus has taught us? Surely when he offers life in all its fullness, that his way becomes the best way, the only way to fulfill our hopes and dreams in our humanity. Look at the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 to 7. You'll see there some incredible teaching. Some would say the best teaching history has to offer us about how to live our lives. Very practical reminders of giving and fasting and praying and loving God more than money. Keeping, if you like, the moral law. To a people who were bound up with the Old Testament sacrificial system and law keeping and sacrifice and repaying for the sins that you've done, then this was radical new teaching. Jesus didn't come to take away from any of that or the Ten Commandments, but he wanted us to be clear about what that teaching really looks like, the practicalities for this new life that he calls us to. He lifts the bar by talking about our hearts rather than our actions. And the heart is what needs to change. Obedience stems from a change of heart, from a realization that we cannot do this on our own, but that we can do it with God's help. Instead of just re-emphasizing the importance of, for example, not committing murder or adultery, he highlights that we must stay away from the deeper heart issues of anger and lust that lead to those expressions of sin. Perhaps the most telling summary of Jesus' interpretation of the commandments comes when an expert in the law says to him, "Which are the most important commandments, the greatest commandment?" And Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Love God with your heart and your soul and your mind. Give him your attention. Give his words a priority. For when you take them to your heart, then your lives reflect what grows there, and you will indeed love God with everything. Let's not go back to law keeping as a way to get accepted before God. We can't earn his praise. But let's make our hearts right with God, and having been filled with the Spirit, to live lives of loving him, and as a result of loving him, to love others in a way that glorifies him and fulfills his requirement to be obedient to him. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you that through Jesus I can be freed from legalism and live a life of liberty and freedom. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can obey the commands of Jesus. Help me to love you wholeheartedly and to love others in the way that you've loved me. In a world full of difficult and complex decisions, of worries and anxieties and concerns, help me to listen to the guidance from your Spirit and to be obedient to his will. Amen.